Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka. I'm so grateful that you guys are watching, subscribing, and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. They're both in the description below. In this video, I want to speak to you guys about a question that an individual asked me recently. I will read the question for you. Now, I forgot to put the name down, which I apologize, but I'm sure you'll recognize the question, whoever asked it. Hi, Boom. I'd like to ask you about an issue I'm dealing with again. Someone pointed out to me I'm bitter towards this opposite sex due to toxic past relationships. Would you be willing to do a video on how unhealthy INFJs get over something of that nature, please? Thank you so much. Stay safe. Really nice message. Really kind and really well worded. Very clear. Which is why I'm really grateful to do these kind of videos and have this channel, because a lot of times some people will ask me really inane and really out there questions where I'm like, I have no idea what you even are asking. You know, you need to be more specific. So I love specific questions like this. The unfortunate matter is that it's not just INFJs that go through this. We are a little bit more intense about it, of course, because as soon as we have a truth in our head, as soon as we believe that something is the truth, we will kind of hold on to it like nothing and we will not let go of it. And so if something does go wrong in our past relationships, maybe once or even twice, it doesn't have to happen many times, just once or twice, and that's it. That's gospel for us. We've realized that this happens. We've taken it as a lesson. We've taken it as a learning. And we really follow the adage of Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on, no. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And so if it happens more than twice or more than thrice, then it's really our own fault, we believe, as INFJs. We're majorly about that. And so we really try not to repeat our mistakes. And so once we're like, well, I had one bad relationship. Okay, let me try again, maybe once more. And then we try once more. And if we're really, really brave, we'll try a third time. But then that's it. That's it. And that's it. I mean, like, after that, we're done. We're done with the situation. We're done with the relationships. And that's why, that is why a lot of us, and I include myself in it, a lot of us INFJs are single because we've had those issues in the past. Now, there's a lot of different reasons for it. And I've said this before, we do attract narcissistic people. We do attract toxic people into our lives because we have good energy. We have a lot of positivity within us. We have this healing, empathic nature. We want to fix people. We want to save people. We have the savior complex. Again, everything I've done videos on. So we have all these qualities that attract all of these interesting people, but who need a lot of healing and a lot of help and who might be toxic to us, draining, toxic, whatever you want to call it. And so we end up with these people and then we don't like it. It's draining, it's tiresome, it's exhausting physically and mentally, spiritually. It just takes everything out of us to give all of ourselves to this person and never get anything back. And we keep on getting to these kinds of relationships because we have the savior complex, as I've said before. And that's one of the things I tell INFJs all the time. Stop believing that it's your responsibility to save everyone. It is not your responsibility to save anyone except for yourself. And I know it's a little bit selfish to say that, but I'm not saying it from a way that you just completely give up on people and then you just don't do anything for people at all. But don't go in with the idea that you're going to save this person from themselves. You're going to save this person and inspire them to live an awesome life and they're going to change and transform and etc. Nothing like that. You do what you can, you do what you can to help the person, and that's it. You step back and just observe. If they change, they change. If they don't change, don't go in and try to do more and more and more things until they're able to change. A lot of people, I've found in my life at least, don't want to change. They don't want to change. They want to complain, they want to moan, they want to whine, they want to just be bitter about everything, but not change. And a lot of actually people who comment on the channel as well are like that. And the basic refrain is that they're victims, that everything in their life's gone wrong, everyone hates them, no one likes them, etc., etc., and they don't want change. And that's fine. And I never try to be like, no, but this is the way things are, and let's look at this way, and maybe I can help you in that. No, they're not gonna be one, they don't want to be saved. Most people will not be saved by you. They need to work upon it themselves. And if they don't want to, you cannot force it. And this is one thing that I really want you guys to learn as an unhealthy INFJ. You're probably going into the savior complex, trying to save everyone around you, especially in the relationships you get into. And that's not your responsibility. A relationship is not about you going in and saving this person. It's about an equal relationship where they're at the same level as you. They're doing their own work, their own healing. You're doing your own healing. And then you get together and you help each other heal. Help each other heal, not just one-way street. It's supposed to be a both-way street, yeah? And so we forget that. We think, oh, this person looks like they need a lot of help. Wow, great. You know, I can help them. I'm good at that. I'm a healer. I'm an empath. I can see the pain they're in. Let me go in and help them. No. If you're getting into a relationship for that exact reason, which a lot of you guys are probably getting into a relationship for, consciously or subconsciously, yeah? It sometimes happens subconsciously where you get into a relationship with narcissistic people, and all of a sudden, after a year or two, you realize, whoa, 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 why did I get into a relationship with this person? They're obviously insane. Well, you're subconsciously wanting to save this person, and so obviously you got into a relationship with them. So as my advice to you, again, I am not the best person for it. Now, right now, I'm not in a relationship, not because not because I'm bitter about past relationship, but because I'm really trying to do a lot of healing on my own, and I just love all this time I'm spending on my own doing a lot of interesting things. Maybe relationships are in the future, maybe they're not, but anyways, what my advice from wherever you want to take it, my advice to you, if you are in this sort of unhealthy INFJ relationship, is to realize that you're not a savior. You're not Jesus Christ or any kind of prophet or saint. You're not that person. Perhaps you are a saint in the inside, but that is not your responsibility. Even saints don't go around saving other people. They don't do that. That's not their responsibility. People come to them and do their own healing. Yeah, you don't go to Jesus Christ and be like, all right, save me, cure me, help me. He, you know, you might go there and then he'll be like, do this, 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 and then you can save yourself, yeah? A lot of the messages from religion, a lot of messages from self-help gurus, a lot of messages from saints and prophets is you need to do your own work. You are your own savior. You are your own healer. And that's what they need to do. You're not going to be able to save these people. In fact, what you're going to end up doing is depleting yourself, burning yourself out, trying to save this person that doesn't want to be saved or that needs to do their own work and is not doing it because you're enabling them, letting them leech off of you or suck your energy. Yeah, that's not good for them and that's definitely not good for you. Yeah, it's not good for you. It's going to be draining and then you're going to start hating people in general, but also in relationships. And I know that relationships can be really gratifying and really healing and brilliant things to be in because they teach you so much, especially if it's a sort of an equal relationship where it's not just you giving and them receiving, but you're giving and they're receiving and they're giving and you're receiving. Yeah, it has to be a two-way street. You can't just be a giver all the time. It's really depleting. It's actually one of the worst things you can do for yourself because you don't get into a relationship to be a giver. You get into a relationship so you can give and take. That's what relationships are about. That's what a healthy relationship is about. And so what you need to do, and I'm sorry I didn't catch your name or I didn't write down your name, but whoever you are, what you need to do is remember that you're not a savior. And then the next time you go into a relationship, really be conscious about this. Yeah, really pay attention. What am I going into this relationship with? Am I going in with the idea that I'm going to save this person, that this person's going to be transformed and inspired by me and they're going to change their ways and they're going to become this awesome person because they have so much potential and I see it because I'm an empath. No one else sees it. I'm the only one who sees it. I'm going to change them. They're going to become great because of me. If you're going in with that idea, stop it right now. Just stop doing that to yourself and just be conscious that this is not the path for you. You know, you're not the savior of everyone around you. And you're not the savior of this person. This person cannot be saved by you. They can only be saved by themselves. It's not your responsibility to save them. And you're not going into a relationship to save people. You're going into a relationship to have a relationship, a give and take relationship with an individual that loves you and wants to give you as much as they receive from you. That is what you need to really consciously think about every single time you go into a relationship. Because if you keep on repeating your past mistakes, of course you're going to be bitter about it. Come on, people are just taking from you and draining you and they're not giving anything back to you. How are you supposed to like those kind of relationships? It's not your fault. It's the people that you're going into relationships with. They are the ones who are pulling from you and not giving to you. But these are choices you made, consciously or subconsciously. So the next time you go into a relationship or are thinking about someone that you think, oh, this person is really nice, I really like them, think about why you like them. Do you like them because they're really needy and clingy and they need a lot of your time and they need a lot of attention and they need a lot of care and healing and you are so salivating over all that stuff? Or are they the kind of person who's going to be really in a great, healthy, positive, you know, equal relationship with you? What are you looking at right now? And be really, really conscious about it and be honest with yourself. Because if you want to go into an unhealthy relationship again, that's fine, as long as you're conscious about it, that this person's not going to give you what you want, which is a healthy relationship, okay? And so get into it, but know that you're going to come out of it feeling terrible and depleted, okay? I hope this makes sense. I hope I was able to explain myself to you. Again, if you want further clarifications, comment below, and I will definitely do another video on this. This is an important topic. I've done videos in the past about we're not saviors of the world and we're not saviors of the people around us. So please, please stop thinking of that yourself as that. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon link or my Ko-fi link. They're both in the description below. Thank you so much and I shall see you guys next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Ever Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.